Again, praise God. I want to thank you all for being on the line on tonight. As I promised last week, we're going to be talking about putting on the whole armor of God. And so my title is in a form of a question tonight. Are you dressed for warfare? That's the question. Think about it. Are you dressed? Say that, am I dressed for warfare? And you're going to find me tonight in Ephesians, the book of Ephesians, the sixth chapter. And I'll be reading from the 10th through the 18th verses. But just a little summary beforehand. This is Paul teaching the church at Ephesus. And saying to them, listen, in order for you to stand and fight valiantly, in other words, victoriously, you need to understand that that we're not strong enough on our own to resist Satan's temptations. We're not strong enough to come against his schemes and tactics within our own strength. But it is going to take the awesome power of God. He's the one that gives us the strength that and will also empower you and I to be overcomers, to overcome and being able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Amen. I just want to explain that. That's what Paul was teaching the church at Ephesus. In other words, the enemy, he has tactics, and don't fool yourself. He's not weak in any means when it comes to deceiving the God's people, because he doesn't like us, he don't like you, he don't like anybody that's a Christian, and he doesn't like God. That's Pastor being explained even on last night. But Paul explained to the Ephesians church that they needed to use the weapons of spiritual warfare on a daily basis, every single day. Praise God. And then he begins to go into what those weapons are. Amen. So I'm going to begin reading, and then we'll just go through this just one verse at a time. Praise God. I'm going to read Ephesians, the sixth chapter. Hope you have your Bible. Hope you have your pens and pencils. Praise God. And then I'm going to start at the 10th verse, Ephesians 6 and 10. And then Paul says this, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And certainly Pastor did an awesome job last night talking about being strong, how we need to be equipped and strong in the Lord and be endowed with God's power. Verse 11 says, put on the whole armor of God. Not part of the armor, not piece of it, but the whole armor of God, that you might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. He's telling you there's this trick, his schemes and the tactics of the devil. The whole armor of God. And last week I went into great length telling you about how to stand and how the Lord equips us to stand, how he's our fortress, how he's our rock. He is our strength. He is a shield. He's our buckler. He equips us with everything we need to stand. And he never leaves us. He never forsakes us. He never sends us out to battle by ourselves. Let me just say something. The moment that you say, Lord, I accept you as my personal Savior, and I resist the enemy, but God, I take you in, as Master and Lord of my life, guess what? You just enlisted. You just signed up for spiritual warfare, because the enemy doesn't like God's people. See, the Bible says the enemy comes but to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But thanks be to God that Jesus came that you and I might have life, and we can have this life more abundantly. Say amen to that. So verse 12 explains, for we wrestled not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. This is a spiritual battle. This is not where you just roll your sleeves up and tell people a piece of your mind and then ball your fists up or fight or whatever, or take out a gun. Come on now, this is a spiritual warfare. The topic tonight is, are you dressed for warfare? Let's look at verse 14. It says, stand therefore. In other words, after you've done everything to stand, stand therefore, and it's going to tell you, having your loins girt about with truth. Let's talk about that, your loins. See, Paul is using kind of like that Roman soldier's army, his attire, and he describes the preparation of the Christian for spiritual warfare. See, the Roman soldier had a leather belt, was used to hold most of the other pieces of their armor in place. But Paul is saying our loins, it's that the waist, and it's to wear a sturdy belt of truth around your waist. Didn't say a weak belt, but this is that holds the truth. And we know that the truth is the Word of God. It's to live in authenticity or the realness before God. In other words, to be real, be genuine in our service before the Lord. This belt, your loins girt about with truth and realness. And, you know, we don't want to be like when Paul described the seven sons of Sceva. And they were trying to cast out devils and demons in the name or in the God that Paul serves or whatever. But let me tell you, the Word of God says that those demons, and see, they're nothing to play with. And then you can't imitate this. You got to be real. You can't fake it till you make it, because guess what? These seven sons of Sceva, they didn't make it because those demons spoke out and said, listen, Paul, I know, Jesus, I know, and Paul, I know, but who are you? And the scripture says those demons that just launched out and tore them to pieces. So we're talking about realness. When you dig your loins, your waist is girt about with the truth. And since Satan is a liar and the truth is not in him, he's the father of lies, he can't function in an environment of truth and integrity. This spiritual belt of truth is knowledge of God's word. The scripture already tells us, know the truth, and the truth will set you free. How can we be defeated when you activate God's word, when you know how to hide the word in your heart? Say amen to that. So that's your loins, your waist girt about with truth. And then verse 14 further on says, yes, and taking heaven on, take on to you the breastplate of righteousness. And that's having the chest covered with a holy character and your moral conduct. In other words, that the middle, that breast part, is where we actually protect it, regard our heart. We protect your heart with the truth of your righteous standing and right standing in Christ that is to be reflected by righteous living based on the truth or based on the Word of God. So that's what you're protecting your heart by walking in line in obedience with the Word of God, with truth, conducting yourself with moral standards like Jesus would do. Praise God. And that's reflected in your everyday living. Breastplate. Chest covered with righteousness. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says it like this. For he have, Jesus, has made him, God has made Jesus to be sin for us. Mm-hmm. Because who knew no sin, that you and I, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So see, that's where you is since he Jesus died for this. He died that we can wear the breastplate of righteousness. We can be real. Praise God. I'm going to move in pretty quickly on this. I hope you're taking notes. Verse 15, it says, having your feet shod with preparation of the gospel of peace. And that means having your feet sandaled with readiness for the gospel of peace. Or you have a sense of eagerness to advance the gospel of peace. The gospel of peace, the gospel, it gives peace to the believer and freeing him from anxiety, freeing us from fear. That Jesus says, my peace I give to you, not like the world gives, but I'm giving you my peace. The peace that surpasses all understanding. The kind of peace that keeps your heart and mind through Jesus Christ. So in other words, have your feet sandaled, if you will, with a readiness of the gospel of peace. It refers to us moving in the right direction and being able to advance the gospel of peace to help folks to be set free. As Jesus said, he that the Son sets free, he is free indeed. So your feet are sandaled with the readiness of the gospel of peace. And then verse 16 says, and above all, take it unto you the shield of faith. What is faith? We know what faith is. But the Bible tells us that faith is without works is dead. In other words, we have to activate our faith, activate the word of God. I like to say it like this. We have to put feet to our faith, put feet to what you know is truth, which is the word of God. Taking the shield of faith is believing and acting on God's word. Acting in faith is like activating a divine fire extinguisher. Because, see, when you shoot the word of God out, then God's word becomes alive. It's able to combat or fight any situation. So faith is what we want to take as the shield of faith. Praise God. Hallelujah. And knowing when you know what the word of God says, that you can stand. You can stand firmly on God's word. Why? Because we believe it, we receive God's word, and we expect that word to work. The Bible says God's word is quick. That means it's alive. And then his word is powerful. And then it's sharper than any two-edged sword. Glory, glory to God. I kind of got my head of myself a little bit because that kind of gets into the sword of the Spirit. But it is all of that. Amen. Glory to God. Then verse 17 talks about take on the helmet of salvation. And that means to make decisions with a biblical mindset. The scripture tells us, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. In other words, we are to think God's thoughts and not operate in our own human wisdom. Praise God. We are to have the mind of Christ. In other words, whenever we are getting ready to do something or approach something or make a decision, we ought to look at the word of God and see what does the word say about this? What direction, what wisdom does the word say about what it is I'm getting ready to do? Praise God. Is taking that helmet of salvation. The Bible tells us that, you know, that God says, my ways are not your ways. Uh-huh. And my thoughts are not your thoughts. And see, the carnal mind and the carnal man cannot receive the things of God. You can't even understand the ways or the things of God because a carnal mind is enmity against the Lord. But we have to be spiritual minded. How do you do that? By looking in the word of God, activating the word of God, and then obeying, and then walking in the word of God. helmet of salvation. Got your mind sound. Listen, the devil will come to try to deceive you and try to give you fear. But the scripture says, God says, I'm not giving you the spirit of fear, but that of power and that of love and of a sound mind. So how can you lose your mind when you got the helmet of salvation on? Glory to God. Hallelujah. I know you are rejoicing right along with me. Listen, we don't have to be defeated. If you are living a defeated life after tonight, you get this word in your heart and begin to activate this word, we can walk in the victory that God has already set in place for us. Hallelujah. If we're not walking in that, then we're living beneath our privilege. Then we're just kind of going through the motions. When we go to church, we praise God, but yet and still, that's all good. But yet and still, you want to be able to walk in the power and in the demonstration of the gospel of peace. I told you about, you got your feet sandaled, hallelujah, with the readiness and readiness of the gospel, ready to move as the Lord instructs you, ready to speak peace to somebody. Hallelujah. You got your breastplate of righteousness on. You're covered. Hallelujah. You got your heart covered. You're guarded your heart. Hallelujah. And that you walk in the obedience and walk in the integrity of God. Hallelujah. Then you got that shield of faith. Glory, God, my God. We have the victory in Jesus Christ. And then it tells us too, take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Hallelujah. And Paul is not talking about a natural dagger that's used to fighting an opponent, you know, and just fighting and jabbing one another and whatever. It's not talking about that. Hallelujah. But he is talking about the Word of God, the spoken Word of God that's made effective. It comes alive through the Spirit, through the Holy Spirit, and it cuts going and coming to cut through the devil's lies. The Word, as I told you just a moment ago, that Word, God's Word is quick. It's alive, it's powerful, it's sharper than any two-edged sword. And listen, the Word will be here when the heaven and earth will pass away, but the Word shall never, ever pass away. Say amen to that. You and I are living and existing right now on the Word of God. It's already set in motion. The Word of God that is abounding in us, that Word of God that needs to dwell in you and I richly, hallelujah, because there's no change in it. Jesus Christ, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. He doesn't change. And not only that, God, he regards his own word even higher than his name. That's how much a weight is put on that word. Listen, there even before that there was a world, the Bible says, in the beginning God spoke, and he said, and all that he spoke came into existence. Hallelujah. In you, in Christ, we live. In him we move, and we have our being. Say amen to that. Listen, how are you dressed for warfare? How are you dressed? Are you fully clothed with the warfare? Are your loins girt about with truth? Do you have on the breastplate of righteousness? Are your feet, are they sounded up and readiness with the gospel of peace? Hallelujah. Do you have the shield of faith? Is the helmet of salvation rested upon your head? Do you have that sword of the Spirit? Glory to God, because if you don't, we are not going to make it. We won't make it in this world. And that's what Paul is saying. Listen, we don't have the strength. We don't have in our own, within ourselves, we will not make it. We can't survive with the attacks and the fiery darts and the wiles of the enemy. But we can make it. As the scripture is saying, just stand. And then after you've done all the stand means fight. Keep on fighting. Fight how? Fight with yourself fully clothed. Fight that you're fully dressed with the garment. Hallelujah. Salvation. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. keep on the whole armor of God. You know, when you lie down at night, have lie down with the whole armor on. Yes, yes, I told you this is a spiritual thing. Hallelujah. When you rise up in the morning, hallelujah, I like the song says, let God arise. Let the armor of God arise. Let yourself be fully clothed. No matter what the enemy has in mind for you that day, when you're fully clothed with the armor of God, and God being your help, God who never leaves you, God who helps you to stand, you can make it. We can stand fully ready to fight the good fight of faith. That's what it's about. When you're fully dressed and you're ready for warfare, you're ready to fight. And it says to fight that good fight of faith. Listen, Paul said, listen, I'm not fighting just beating against the air. I'm not running this race just to be running or whatever. He said, but I'm running to attain a prize. The prize of the high calling of God. Hallelujah, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So in closing this, I want to say to you, here's a fact to remember. We're not fighting for victory. We are fighting from a position of victory. The victory was already won. Christ already fought the victory. He already took the keys from the enemy. He already gave us the victory. All we got to do is get in line with it. All we got to do is kind of take all the weapons of our warfare, knowing that they're not carnal, but they're spiritual, through the pulling down the strongholds of the enemy. This is no play. This is not a game. You got to be real. If you're not going to be real, get out of it, because you don't want the enemy to come out and tear you up like he did to seven sons of Sceva. But listen, we have got to be fully clothed, fully dressed, fully prepared, and equipped to stand in the day and time in which we live. Think about it. In this day in which we live, nowadays, there's no more moralities. Even in school, the parents don't even have, seems like they try to take away the right for the parents to intervene to see what you're teaching our children, what they learn. They're making the parents sit aside and let the child decide if they want to be a male or a female. The devil is a liar. That's why we have to pray. That's why we got to stand. That's why you got to realize you got to be fully equipped to be able to stand in the victory that Christ has already made possible for us. We are fighting from a position of victory because Christ already secured the victory for us. He offers it through the whole armor of God. The victory is yours when you are well dressed for warfare. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Well, I'm like Pastor Dan, this time is going quickly. But my God, hallelujah, I told you enough to stand, told you enough to have to continue to walk in that victory. We are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. He says more than conquerors. Amen. Oh, we better pray. Our Heavenly Father, we praise you. We glorify you. God, we thank you. You are so good, God. We thank you for your word. We thank you for refreshing in the spirit tonight. Hallelujah. God, we thank you, Lord. You taught us how to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Hallelujah. In the power of your might. Hallelujah. God, we praise you for that. And God, we thank you for your word that you taught us how that we need to be fully dressed, fully clothed, hallelujah, and ready for warfare. Praise God. We know, God, that greater is he, are you that are in us, than the enemy that's in the world. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And God, I praise you, God, even for tonight, every person on this prayer line tonight. God, I decree, I declare that they are spiritually equipped. Hallelujah. That God, we're calling it by faith, that they know who they are in you, that they are equipped to stand in battle, to knowing that they're not by themselves. That God, knowing that you are with us, you're with us always, even to the end of the world. Father, we thank you for the victory that already has been been accomplished through you. Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Because you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquity. Hallelujah. And the chastisement of our peace was already put upon you. And with your stripes, we are healed. And we were healed. We were healed spiritually. We were healed naturally. We were healed physically. Father, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for sending your only begotten Son. Hallelujah. We believe in you. We're standing and we depend on you. Father, we need you. Hallelujah. Father, we need you. We need you, God, as never before. We need you, God, in our homes, Father, in our everyday life, God, even in our families, God. Father, we decree that the power of God will come alive in everybody's home here that's represented here, every family member, every person that's connected to the ones on this line, the ones that are connected, God, that they will be strong in you. And in the power of your might, God, we believe it, God. You are anointed us. You anointed us to be strong in you. You have anointed and equipped us to fight the good fight of faith. God, we have the anointing. We thank you for the anointing of peace, of your peace, God, that you have given to us. That peace, God, that brings us in victory. That peace that cuts through anxiety. The peace that cuts through fear. The peace of God, that you have left with us, God, letting us know that we can make it. We can be courageous in you. In the name of Jesus, we bless you for that, Father. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you that we're able to put on the whole armor of God, not part of it, but thank you. Father, God, that you're making a way that we will allow you to rule in our heart, that rule our life, that you will let you help us to navigate through life, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, have your way. We say welcome, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. You're welcome in our home. You're welcome in our hearts. You're welcome in our place of employment. You're welcome when we're in the marketplace. You're welcome, Holy Spirit, as we drive down the highways. Father, we bless you at all times, and your praises shall continually be in our mouth. Father, we bless you. We bless you, God, that you are the lifter of our heads. God, you are our shield, shield of protection. God, you're the protection, Lord, that the enemy trying to take our minds, trying to bind us up. But God, you already told us, you have given us authority. Help us to walk in that spiritual authority. You said, Father, whatsoever things we bind on earth, that you would bind it in heaven. And whatsoever things that we loose on earth, that you would loose it in heaven. So, Father, we are asking that we are binding the enemy. We bind the force of darkness. We bind it that in the name of Jesus, Satan, we pray that you will loose your hold. You will loose God's people, and we will walk in the freedom. And God, that you will loose the freedom and the anointing of the Holy Spirit that leads and guides us each and every day, that we will have complete knowledge of and wisdom of your word, God, that we will be strong in you, Father. We need you every single day. We need you to intervene in our hearts, God. Teach us how to serve one another. Teach us how to love one another. We plead the blood of Jesus over every adversity. We plead the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus over our children, over our family, over our loved ones, over everything we attempt to do. The blood of Jesus that has already been shed, that it gives us the victory, that gives us the peace, that gives us the strength. Hallelujah. We hear the sound of life. We hear the sound of the trumpet tonight. The words that we spoke tonight, they are spirit and they are life. We bless you, God. We bless you, God. We bless you in our homes. We bless you in the church. We bless you in the street. We bless you everywhere we go. Your words and your love will not depart from us, God. We bless you. We look into you and we are lightened. Holy Spirit, we praise God. We thank you. Allow us to be real. Allow the realness, hallelujah, the experience of realness of peace, the realness of joy, the realness, God, in serving you, Father. In the name of Jesus, bless us to be a blessing to others. Serve you in everything that we have, that we will serve you with our whole heart, with our whole mind, with our spirit, all our strength. We will serve you, hallelujah. Praise God. We'll love you all the days of our life, hallelujah. And Father, we pray, God, that you forgive us for trespasses, anything that folks have trespassed against us and we have trespassed against your word. Father, we ask that you forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God, make us real in our hearts, in our soul, Father, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. And we thank you for your peace. We thank you, God, for your joy. We thank you, Lord, as we walk this Christian life, that we will walk in the spirit of unity. Give us unity among our Christian sisters and brothers, of unity in the churches, unity in the body of Christ. In the name of Jesus, I decree unity, unity of among relationships, unity in our homes, unity among husbands and wives, unity from the parents and the children. Father, I speak that tonight in the name of Jesus. And Father, we bless you. We thank you, Lord, for your protection, even as we lie down tonight. Father, we thank you for the angels of the Lord that you had already gave instructions to encamp around about us, to keep us in peace, to keep us, Lord, help us to keep our own minds stayed on you, that you would keep us in perfect peace. Father, those that need healing on this line, Father, I call it so. We call forth healing. Send the healing angels, God. Minister to everyone. You know the need of everybody on this line, even family members that need healing tonight. Send forth the anointing of healing. Father, that just change the situation. Fix it, God. You know name by name. You know every single situation. Hallelujah. Fix it tonight. We will bless you. We are thanking you in advance. We thank you, God, because we woke up this morning with new mercies, and we walked all day long in the mercy of God. With your grace, hallelujah. We thank you for that, hallelujah. We bless you, Lord, and we thank you, God. We thank you, Lord, for your everlasting love. We thank you for your long suffering with us. We thank you for patience, God. Father, we decree and declare, we thank you, God, that we can have that fruit of the Spirit, that we walk in the fruit of the Spirit, that you, God, you will cultivate and fix us, God. Grow us up in you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Help us to be bold soldiers in your army. Hallelujah. We know you can't use coward soldiers, but God, give us boldness, holy boldness, to stand and fight the good fight of faith. In Jesus' name, help us to be fully dressed for warfare. In Jesus' name, we pray and we say hallelujah. God, amen. God, hallelujah. Go ahead and say amen and praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, God, that we're fully dressed. We'll be fully clothed with you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for victory. We thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Glory to God. We thank you. Thank you for it. Amen. God, we bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Amen. Well, praise God. We thank you for being again on the Dream Team prayer line. Praise God. We're looking forward to seeing you hopefully on Sunday. Praise God. It's prayer on Sunday morning. Hallelujah. 10:30 to 10:50. Come to the prayer. It's important.
Yes,
Jesus. It's important. It's important to pray. And you know, and at the end of that scripture in Ephesians, it says that we are to pray for all saints. at all times, and we ought to make supplication for all saints. In other words, encourage one another and lift them up in prayer. Pray for one another. Help them to persevere. Encourage someone saying that you can make it. Encourage someone with the words of God. Amen? So I thank you for being on the line. We have service to start at 11 o'clock on Sunday, and we are looking, fully looking to be a blessing, receive a blessing, but come with the praises of God, because when we enter in, we should enter into gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise. So with that said, I tell you, God loves you. We love you. Pastor loves you. Keep us in your prayers. Bless somebody, and remember to keep yourself fully dressed for warfare. Amen?
Yes.
God bless you, and have a wonderful night. Good night.
Amen.
Good night.